Think of an experience from your childhood, something you remember clearly, something you can see, feel, maybe even smell, as if you were really there. After all, you really were there at the time, weren't you? How else would you remember it? But here is the bombshell. You weren't there. Not a single atom that is in your body today was there when that event took place.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, you just quoted popular computer scientist Steve Grand, and this was something you shared when you delivered a seminar at Aalto University in Finland.
John, I was speaking on the subject, do we need God to make sense of the universe? One of the most compelling reasons to believe in God is when it comes to questions of personal identity.
You're talking about the need to make sense of the fact that our bodies keep changing, atom by atom, yet somehow we're still the same person.
Take God out of the equation. The natural world is all there is, and you and I are just physical stuff. This stuff keeps changing. So if you're the sum of your parts, then you're not the same person you were a moment ago.
But this just doesn't make sense. Somehow we are still the same person.
John, we need God to make sense of the universe. We even need God to make sense of ourselves. A supernatural God who created human beings with body and soul explains the continuity of human identity through physical change. Without him, we collapse into absurdity. G.K. Chesterton put it best. Descartes said, "I think, therefore I am." The philosophic evolutionist reverses and negates this epigram. He says, "I am not, therefore I cannot think."
Wow. Alec McClellan has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Learn more about that and his ministry at reasonwhy.org. Again, the website is reasonwhy.org.